Malcolm and Abner.
New York or Hollywood?
No, not from nowhere.
Well, I'd
speak to ours, man?
Oh, yeah, lots of them, natural.
Huh?
You know how it is with that moving picture executive. Have to have something to soothe down our nerves, you know. Relax and all that stuff.
Huh?
Give me the expensivest kind you got there, them five-centers.
No, no, I don't.
No, in the other box there. Them Penn and Tellers. And if you never can recollect which cigars is which, Mr. Peabody.
Well, maybe I'll switch them around since this store's under new management being run right for a change.
Well, I wouldn't know nothing about the little old grocery business, no way.
Well, here, these are the five-centers.
Cedric, light a match for me.
Yes, boss.
You're supposed to bite off the end of a cigar before you smoke it.
I know how to smoke a cigar. Hold a match higher, Cedric.
Yes, boss.
Burn his mustache off.
Here, Cedric. Here, you smoke it. It's a defective cigar.
Well, I don't smoke cigars, Mr. Malone.
I'll just throw it away now. Don't never bother with inferior merchandise, I always say. Throw it away. Money ain't no object to me, no way.
Is that a new pair of britches you got on there, Lum?
I don't know if that's any of your business. Why?
Well, I just wondered if you bought any new ones yet. I'm scared you outgrow them old ones of yours.
Come on, Cedric. We better be going. You sure there wasn't no mail from you, Mr. Peabody?
I told you 1,100 times there was.
Well, come on, Cedric.
Wait a minute, so there was a telephone call for you a while ago. I forgot about that.
Telephone call?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know who it was. Stranger. Said his name was W.J. Taylor, I believe it was.
Well, more than likely he would be a stranger to you, because our friends don't know one another.
They run
with a different bunch now. I'm traveling with the picture show people.
Yeah, well, I never know that.
Executives and stars and stuff like that.
Yeah, well.
What did you call his name again?
Taylor, W.J. Taylor, I believe he said.
W.J. Taylor. I mean, that does sound familiar. Can't place him, though.
It was long distance.
Must not be important if I can't place him. Long distance?
Huh? Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, you sure that wasn't Robert Taylor?
No, it was W.J. Now, what would Robert Taylor be calling you for?
Well, that ain't nothing. All us picture executives knob hob with one another, knob hob with the stars.
Oh.
We don't think nothing about all that.
You don't, huh?
Are you positive that weren't old Bob calling me?
No, it weren't old Bob. It was old W.J.
Well, him could be his initials, you know.
I don't know nothing about it. I'm just going by what the man said and what I heard him tell the operator.
Must be his brother, then, I believe.
Yeah, it might be. Or if it is, his brother lives in the county seat, though.
Oh, is that all the fellow that called us from?
That's what they said. It was the county seat.
Oh, well, must not be much importance, then. Make a note of that, Cedric.
Just a moment. I'm writing it down here.
I can't spell it.
Huh. Don't make no difference. I'll know what it is. A fella like me can't waste no time on little calls like that.
He can't, huh?
I might give him a ring, though, just to see what the boy wants. That name does sound familiar. Mind if I use your telephone, Mr. Peabody?
Mind, no. Go right ahead. Help yourself. Of course, I reckon you better put your gloves on, though, so your hands won't get dirty using a phone in a little old country store that way.
Well, now, that ain't a bad idea, now that you mention it.
I wouldn't want to soil them lily white hands of yours.
Cedric, my boy, my gloves.
Hold this one here.
What a catcher's mitt.
You never had them on, did you?
No, Mom, I just hold them here.
And that's all right. Just give me the left one. That's all I need. Wait till I'll need the right one, too, to crank the phone with. Yeah, just slip my hand right there.
I love that.
Get those germs off this telephone.
Hanging over that arm, he'd step himself, break a leg, what he's going to do.
Hello, Mamie. This is L. Edwards.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Who?
Oh, you must mean Mr. Peabody.
Oh, I reckon he's feeling all right. I don't know, and I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Mamie, I understand there was a call for me from the county seat. W.J. Taylor.
I know he's come over here. I went home and said about crime overhaul.
Well, see if you can get hold of him for me.
But if he's down, well, he's just hand-handed over.
Yeah, I'll wait. So you say the grocery business is pretty good these days, huh?
No, it's fine. It's got a feller at the head of it now and knows what he's doing. That helps some, I reckon.
Well, I don't reckon it takes much brains to run a small place like that.
Hello?
What's that?
that, Mamie?
No, it don't take many, but...
He'll be back in a few minutes. No, I won't wait. My time's too valuable.
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah, well, tell him that. Much obliged, Mamie. Cedric, if anybody else wants to see me, tell them they got to make an appointment first.
I'm getting sick of all this. I can't stand it. Why don't you act like yourself? This John up partner's again here. I just can't stand being involved this way. Take me back in the picture show with you and I'll let
well,
you back.
Well, wait, Abner, wait a minute. Recollect, I asked you to come in with me when I started to enlarge the picture show, but you wouldn't do it.
Well, you wanted to sell the store, though.
All right, you wanted the store, so now you got it all by yourself. It's a nice business. Gives you a chance to run it your own way.
Well, yeah, Long.
I've got my own ideas how I want to run the picture show, and if I let you back in, there you'd be giving me ideas. So I figure we better just let well enough alone.
You mean then that we're on law for good?
Yeah, I'm afraid it looks that way. Now, we made a legal deal, so now we got to stick by it. Ain't no other way to look at it.
Well, yeah, Long.
Is that a four-alarm ring?
Huh? I don't, did I believe it?
Take down the receiver there, Abner. Hurry.
Yeah. Where's the bar at? Huh? Oh, my goodness, Mom, it's a picture show.
The picture show?
The whole thing's on fire. Come on, we better get over there.
Yeah, Granny, come. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness.
What is it, Mom?
I just recollected who that W.J. Taylor was.
Huh?
He's a fella that's been trying to sell me some fire insurance.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.